So as long as you can find your party.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's not a lot of something, you'd say it is.
There's not a lot of something.
Yeah, if it's a rare commodity, you'd say it is.
It's a rare commodity. Maybe that would have been, or a meager choice, or
trace elements of something.
Uh-oh.
You'd say it's.
There's not a lot. There's very little to choose from. I don't know.
If somebody disappeared at the last moment that you needed their help, you'd say that they made themselves
unavailable.
Okay. People get on the train
at the depot.
Uh-huh. And what's another? What does the train travel on?
Tracks.
Or what? The tracks, but the actual.
A bed.
The actual.
Rails.
If something is leaning up against something at rest, how do you describe that?
Something is leaning up against something. Propped up, or
would you say that it's catacornered?
No.
No?
Catacorner means something entirely different.
Well, what does it mean to you?
To me, it means that if there's an intersection, instead of going across the street when you're trying to get...
It would be diagonal, wouldn't it?
It would be diagonal
instead
of directly across.
All right. And if something came at you at an angle, like a dog came at you at an angle, how would you describe that? The dog came at me. Have you ever heard of anti-goggling?
No.
Okay. What are some words of parting that you would use to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Adios.
Do you actually use adios?
Oh, yeah.
Do you say that to everybody, or?
Well, certainly to Mexicans, but, I mean, adios is even, you know, I think even common among the Anglos.
Mm-hmm.
They'll anglicize it and say adios instead of adios.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
That's it.